Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Next man up, 102.5. The game final hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. And we start off our final hour by going to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And we are thrilled to be joined by Titan safety Amani Hooker. Amani, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How's it going this morning?
It's going great. I appreciate you guys.
Well, Amani, it's obviously been a long month or so here getting geared up for the season. Now that it's almost here, how do you think training camp, the preseason, the last couple of weeks has prepared you guys for week one?
We've had a great training camp. I think Sala done a great job of putting a lot of stress and strain and, you know, putting a lot of work on us and just trying to have us just have high intensity practices. And I think guys have, you know, shown, you know, just perseverance and just kind of showing up and playing ball. It's been good.
You mentioned Coach Sala. How has his system and the new coaching staff with Coach Manuel, with you guys with the safeties, how do you feel like those guys have put you in the best situation to succeed heading into the year?
I think just understanding what we're trying to accomplish as a defense, when and where we can be aggressive, and just really just kind of being a quarterback of the defense. And like I said, just trying to make plays that are our plays to make. And then if we have to clean something up, we're there to be the eraser.
Talking to Tennessee Titans safety Amani Hooker. Amani, we know what Coach Sala has been preaching all offseason about, you know, playing fast and violent, but specifically with that front seven and the way that they've been able to get after the quarterback, how do you feel like that helps you in the secondary out once the games get here?
It's tremendous help. I mean, you can watch games like the Seattle game, even the Rams game that they had last night. When you have that pressure on the quarterback, you make him second guess himself. That's when turnovers are made. That's when interceptions happen. And if we're doing our job on the back end and we can make him, you know, not throw it, then that's when guys up front can eat even more.
What stood out to you throughout training camp and last year about your fellow safety counterpart, Kevin Winston?
First off, it's just his natural physique as far as his height, speed, strength, and just being an athlete. He can do all the things that you ask. I would say his biggest jump right now from last year to this year is just his knowledge of the game. He was a rookie last year, got thrown in coming off an injury. But it was a good experience for him to see, and now I think he had a great training camp and pretty sure he's ready to go.
We're talking with Titans safety Amani Hooker. Amani, you are one of the longest tenured Titans, you and Jeff Simmons. And you've been part of Titans teams that have had success, made it to the AFC Championship, been the number one seed in the AFC. Do you think that experience, you can bring that and kind of be a leader as this team tries to get back into playoff contention?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to take everybody across the board, coaches all the way down to the players, and just being on the same page and having the same goal every week. You know, coming in every week 0-0 and just attacking each week no matter what the result was the week before.
Sunday starts off the final season in the current Nissan Stadium. As somebody who's been in that stadium your entire NFL career, is there any sentimental feelings as you guys know that this is the final season you'll play in that building?
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely. I know me and Jeff have had a lot of memories in the stadium, good and bad, and made a lot of plays in the stadium, so it definitely has a special place in our heart.
Amani, without giving too much away about the game plan, what do you feel like the biggest challenges are that the New York Jets present this weekend on offense?
They have good backs. They have good running back. Obviously, a veteran quarterback in Geno. I mean, he can make all the throws. Great quarterback. But just kind of taking away their best players. I mean, Breece Hall, anytime he gets the ball, he's getting loose. We got to know where Five is on the outside. He's going to be a hot target. So pretty much what everyone else is thinking, we're thinking the same thing.
And Jake hit on this. You're one of the longest tenured Titans on this team. Where are you at physically, mentally, heading into year nine?
Feeling excited. You know, we got, like you said, we got a new regime in here. We got some new players that are next to me that love ball. And they've been great players. Flott, Alante, JFM, JJ, Jermaine Johnson. I mean, we got a bunch of guys across the board that I'm excited for, even for our offense. I'm excited to watch those guys put up points.
You mentioned the offense, Imani, and obviously some new pieces on that side of the ball with Carnell Tate, Wandale Robinson. Working against those guys in practice, what have you seen that gives you some hope and some optimism that they're going to take a big step forward this year?
I mean, those are guys that have been, well, Wandale has been a starter in the league. He's a top receiver. And then Carnell, he comes in as a top pick. You know what I mean? So those are guys that are great ability, and going against them every day, you know, it's like game reps all the time.
Talking with Imani Hooker, Titan safety. I wanted to ask you, Imani, too, a proud Iowa alum. What are your thoughts on the Hawkeyes this year after their big opening win last weekend?
Great, man. I mean, anytime we can score over 30 points, I just hope we can keep it up, and that'll be a great thing for us. I know the defense and Phil Parker is going to have them boys ready to go, but just hopefully that they can just stack some wins.
Imani, I got one more for you. Kind of take us behind the curtain as much as possible. What is Cam Ward like as a leader in that locker room?
He has a high standard. He holds everyone accountable. You know what I mean? No matter who you are, if something's not done right the way that he likes it or the way it's supposed to be ran or done, he'll address it straight up to you, which is great. That's what you need out of a leader, out of the leader of a team and a quarterback.
Last one for you, Imani. We just heard the news that Cedric Gray is out on Sunday, maybe opening an opportunity for Anthony Hill to step in and get some significant snaps on Sunday. What have you seen from the rookie in front of you throughout training camp in the preseason?
I mean, just ball production, everything that everyone's seen in the preseason games, it's been happening in their practices, and he's just been doing a great job of just kind of being a sponge and absorbing, you know, all the people pulling at him, trying to teach him things real on the fly. But he's done a great job with great composure, and I've been really impressed with him.
Imani, thanks so much for taking some time. Best of luck this season. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Titans safety, Imani Hooker joining us. Man, really interesting insights there about the whole team, really. I really like what he had to say about the offense and the pressure that they've put on them throughout training camp. And, of course, that whole defense, it's a new-look bunch. Imani and Jeff have played together for heading into year 8 now. But pretty much everybody else on that defense, there's a lot of new faces. So I am excited to see what that unit looks like, and especially Imani Hooker, who we've seen be a really highly productive player in this league. I'm excited to see what he does after a down year for that defense last season.
Yeah, and him and, you know, Big Jeff up front, they've been here the longest. They've been on playoff teams before, so they know what it takes to get there. So being able to pass that down to, you know, a lot of young faces, a lot of new guys, and trying to establish a different culture here with Robert Saleh as the head coach, he's kind of able to pass that down. And regardless of play on the field, just that impact that you can have off the field is just as big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy to look at this roster. And yes, Hooker and Simmons are the two longest tenured Titans. They were both drafted in 2019, the draft here in Nashville, and they both were rookies on that AFC Championship team. But they were also, what, third-year players on the AFC, the number one seed in the AFC team?
Yeah, they would have been, yeah.
Imani Hooker had the interception in the game against the Bengals that really gave the Titans a chance to come back in that game. Was anybody else on this team there for the, like, I know the AFC Championship game was 7 years ago, so it's a long
Morgan
time.
Morgan Cox.
Yeah, Morgan Cox, you're right. So is it just those three? I mean, it kind of has to be, right?
I believe so, yeah. Simmons and Hooker both would have been rookies when they went to the AFC Championship game.
Right. So, and Hooker played kind of sparingly on that AFC Championship team, because that team, was Kenny Vaccaro still there next to Kevin Byard?
I believe so.
I think that was one of the Vaccaro years. So he was kind of in and out as a depth piece. But yeah, it's literally just Imani Hooker and Jeffrey Simmons that were part of that that number one seed team. Literally, just, what, 5 years ago?
Feels like an eternity.
It's crazy that there is no, I guess Morgan Cox too. But yeah, Imani Hooker had that pick in the Bengals game in that stadium. And now the final year in that stadium begins on Sunday. So appreciate hearing from Imani. I think that him and Kevin Winston, and with that pass rush, I really do think there's a chance that this defense takes a big step forward this year. Amani Hooker obviously didn't have the same season last year as we've seen in the past. 2 years ago, he had 5 interceptions that earned him the extension ahead of the opener last year. Last year, didn't have a single pick. I do wonder, with better pass rushers and better corners around him, if he can be more of an opportunist and be a playmaker for this team heading into his 8th season.
Sure. I believe he can. But it's going to be exciting. Just with the conversations that we've been having about this roster, feeling like the floor has been elevated, but just not quite sure what the ceiling is going to look like. I'm very excited to watch that defense. You know, they did give up some explosives in the preseason, but do they patch up those holes?
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be giving up long touchdown passes to Elijah Arroyo from Drew Lock in the preseason, but Robert Saleh did say he's glad it happened in the preseason so they can get it fixed up. Jets will be a good test for this team on Sunday in that secondary, at the very least, with some of the weapons they have. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll continue that conversation coming up next. We'll make some predictions for the weekend coming up at 11:30 with our Monday headline. 615-737-1025. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. Few more segments with you on this Friday, Football Friday. High school football tonight. Again, I'll be out there at Maplewood for our Metro Nashville Public Schools Game of the Week. Me, Coach Bubba Spears, Nick Frazier with you at 6:30 tonight right here on 102.5 The Game. So excited for that. Full day of college football tomorrow. Tennessee on the road to Georgia Tech. Vandy hosts Delaware. We got Texas, Ohio State. And then the first NFL Sunday of the year. Titans and Jets from Nissan Stadium to start off the final year in the current stadium. We just talked with Amani Hooker, Titans safety. If you missed that, make sure you go back, check it out on our YouTube page or anywhere you find your podcasts. Amani Hooker is part of this secondary that I think everybody is moderately concerned about, to say the least, heading into the season. Did not look good in either preseason game where the starters played against the 49ers. Curtis Rourke was carving up Cordell Flott. Then in week 2 against the Seahawks, a blown coverage led to a wide open touchdown for Elijah Arroyo. But I do still see the talent on this team in the secondary. I mean, I don't think you can look and say just because of the preseason game that this secondary is going to be horrible, because Amani Hooker has been a productive player in this league. Kevin Winston, I really, really like Kevin Winston as a player. Watching him in practice, he is prototypical for what you want as a safety in this league right now. I think he's got the ability to be a very, very good player in the NFL. But I think you also have to deal with some mistakes early on. We saw it in that Seahawks game. I don't know for sure that it was on him, but it looked like it was on him. I think you're going to have to deal with some mistakes early on from Kevin Winston in coverage. But I also do think he's going to be a playmaker this year. Like, I think you're going to have to take the highs with the lows with Kevin Winston. And you hope that some of the lows even themselves out as he gets more opportunities and more experience in this defense. But I would be shocked if we don't see Kevin Winston make multiple big plays this season, turning the football over and helping out this defense.
I mean, we're talking about a guy that more than likely would have been a first round pick if he didn't get injured during his final year at Penn State. And we've been seeing nothing but glowing things about Kevin Winston throughout the preseason, throughout training camp. Now the regular season's here. You've got a year under your belt already. What does year 2 look like? What does that jump look like for Amani Hooker, a guy that's been established in the league? Same thing with Alante Taylor, who's in the prime of his career as it stands right now. Cordell Flott coming off of his best year last year. The preseason is what it was. Does he look better? And then Marcus Harris, too, another young guy that you feel like you got to steal in the 6th round coming out of Cal.
Yeah, and we had this conversation with TD on Tuesday, too, of this is a good first test for this secondary. It's not Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. but it's also not Malik Washington and name any other receiver on the Dolphins if you can. So you're getting a good group, but not a group where it's like, all right, unless you have elite cornerbacks, you're kind of going to be overmatched here. Alante Taylor, there wasn't a Titans fan around after that Saints game in December last year who wasn't saying, I want that guy on my team. And I think you've seen some really good things throughout training camp from Alante Taylor. So I have some cautious optimism for Alante Taylor heading into this year. You're paying him $20 million a year. You'd like for him to be your cornerback one, who at the very least is going to be competitive with other teams' top wide receivers. Now, does that mean he's Christian Gonzalez or Patrick Surtain? No. But I would like to see him not be a liability when you're facing high-level wide receivers throughout the season, because the Titans are going to see plenty of them this year. Go ahead.
Again, I know where these two teams are. I'm not going to act like either one of them is a good team right now. I think, like I was saying about Cam Ward, what better matchup to have than going up against that Jets secondary, again, who did not record an interception last year. First time that's been done in NFL history. Really hard to do that. And then for this secondary, who's had their fair share of problems in the preseason and in training camp and in these joint practices, what better test than the New York Jets to kind of not ease you into the season, because Garrett Wilson's still really good, but it's not like you're going up against the Rams or the Bengals.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for the Titans secondary. I think Cam Ward and the Titans secondary are the two real spots you look at and you say, all right, this is an opportunity for you to calm down some nerves around the fan base. Cam Ward obviously has the fan base a little uneasy, to say the least, about the way he performed in the preseason. Same thing could be said about the secondary. I think the secondary is talented, but they just did look, they looked discombobulated, for lack of a better term, in that preseason. And I hope the last couple of weeks, post-preseason, you've been able to work out some of the kinks there, and they can come out and look strong on Sunday. Cordell Flott is the one spot that I think everybody is most concerned about. He did not have a good preseason. Penalties, the matchup with Stribling, where he gave up 6 catches for 70 yards to a rookie playing his first preseason game, it didn't look good. I still think Cordell Flott is a good player. We saw it with the Giants last year. He was a player the Giants coveted and wanted to bring back. He's only 24 years old. You paid him a lot of money. Cordell Flott, this is an opportunity for him to calm down some of those concerns about him. And again, he's probably going to see some Garrett Wilson on Sunday, but it's going to be a lot of A.D. Mitchell, a lot of Omar Cooper. That's a matchup that you should be able to go out and win on a consistent basis. Now, is he going to shut down the Jets wide receivers? Probably not, but it can't be you get targeted 7 times and give up 7 catches, or you give up 2 or 3 big plays over the top. You need to see Cordell Flott make some plays and make things difficult on Geno Smith, a quarterback who we know is turnover prone. He threw 17 picks last year. You'd like to see this Titan secondary make things difficult on him and hopefully be opportunistic and take away the ball a couple of times.
Again, and if you do give up, 7 catches for 100 whatever yards to those guys, then there's a serious problem. Omar Cooper is very, very talented coming out to Indiana, but this is his first NFL regular season game, and A.D. Mitchell is, not exactly great by any means. So, again, what other matchup would you like to have in week one?
Yep. I think this is what you'd want. Again, you could be facing the Dolphins, but I think this is a test that you can look at and say, all right, this is a strong wide receiver group, but it's not an elite wide receiver group. And you should see this cornerback trio and beyond, if you see guys like Micah Robinson in there, have some success on Sunday against the Jets. I really do think the defense is the key to this game. Cam Ward can't hurt the team. You can't have Cam Ward turn the ball over multiple times. That's an easy way to lose to a bad team. And it's an easy way to lose if you are a bad team. Giving away the football, losing the turnover battle, it puts you behind the 8-ball immediately. But this defense, I think, showing that they're more of what we thought they would be heading into training camp than what we actually saw in the preseason, That's going to be crucial. You're facing Geno Smith. I know the offensive line is solid. You got some good running backs. You got some talent at wide receiver. But this is a matchup that the Titans defense should have the advantage in. And I'd like to see them rattle Geno Smith. And I think two turnovers. That's what I'd like to see from this Titans defense. Get the ball out twice or, you know, get an interception and give your offense a short field to go take advantage of.
And if you feel between the pass game and the run game of the New York Jets, you probably feel more confident in the run. They do have some good backs. And this defensive line, this front seven, I feel like is better equipped to stop the run than straight up rush the passer. Now, I think both of them can be good for this team, but that's probably going to be the focus versus defending the pass.
Right, right. And the run game, I think that was my one thing that I felt great about for this team heading into the year was this Titans run defense is going to be good. And now Cedric Gray being out does change the math there a little bit. But this front four with rotating pieces and all the talent and depth they brought in throughout the offseason, along with Anthony Hill, James Williams, Cody Barton, I think the run defense hopefully should be a strength in Sunday's game. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to text or call, our phone lines driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. We got a couple more segments with you on this Friday. Again, we're going to make some predictions coming up next. It is the first full football weekend. We'll do our Monday headlines. We'll predict something that's going to happen with the Titans, and we'll predict some other things that go on around the NFL and college football this weekend. Loaded slate on the college side, loaded slate on the NFL side. Send in your predictions for the weekend. And this doesn't have to be just who wins, who loses. It could be somebody scores a touchdown for the Titans. Somebody gets a couple of sacks for the Titans. Open-ended. It's open-ended. You can really go wherever you want with this. 615-737-1025. Monday headlines coming up next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. First full football weekend is upon us. We got 30 minutes left in the show. And as we do on Fridays, especially during football season, let's try and predict what we'll be talking about on Monday. So I had said, I put on the grid at the very least. I put one Titans prediction, one anything else. I'm going to expand it here for our first full weekend. One Titans prediction. Again, doesn't have to be who wins the game, all that. It could just be something that happens in the game. One NFL prediction, one college football prediction. You good with that, Parker?
Absolutely.
All right, let's start with the Titans. I've been going back and forth on where I want to go with this. I've already predicted, I predicted on Wednesday that the Titans win this game. So just putting that out there, I think the Titans do beat the Jets on Sunday. I'm trying to think individually what I think is going to happen. Last year, I was the king of trying to pick Chim Dike to get a return touchdown, and only in the weeks where I didn't predict it were the ones where he actually did. So I'm not going to predict that today. I said earlier, I think Jermaine Johnson going to be an X factor against his former team on Sunday. I am going to predict Jermaine Johnson, two sacks on Sunday. One of them, he gets the ball out. Gets the sack fumble.
Ooh, all right.
So I've got Jermaine Johnson.
Going bold to start.
Two sacks on Sunday against his former team, including a strip sack.
I'm going to go a little less bold here.
Okay.
I still think it could be fairly bold. I'm going to go Wandale Robinson, 10 receptions.
Okay,
on Sunday.
10 catches on Sunday.
10 receptions for Wandale Robinson. I think that Cam Ward, a guy that really needs to show something in this first game of his second year, who else would he go to than his favorite target?
Wandale
Robinson. A lot of quick option routes, a lot of hitches, slants, outs, that sort of thing. 10 receptions for Wandale Robinson.
Okay, I like that. Wandale Robinson, I think the volume is going to be high for Wandale Robinson on Sunday in terms of targets. We saw in training camp, I mean, if you were out there for practice, you know that Wandale Robinson got the ball a lot.
Good fantasy receiver.
Yes.
Good fantasy.
In PPR, for sure. For sure. All right, so our Titans predictions, have you picked who you think is going to win the game, too?
I actually haven't.
Okay. Who's it going to be, Titans or Jets?
So we've been talking about this for how many months now? Titans, a 1.5 point favorite. Vegas is basically telling you this is a pick 'em. The Titans only favored in two games this year. This game and the Browns game coming up later. You know what? This may burn me. Give me the Titans to win and cover.
I mean,
on the board.
Too many of us are picking the Titans. Somebody needs to pick the Jets. I heard Robbie, Joe, and Ian all said Titans win and cover. We're both on the Titans.
Here's the thing. Am I confident in the Titans? No. Am I less confident in the New York Jets?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
I think that's where I come down to, is I am less confident in the Jets than I am in the Titans. It's at home. The Robert Saleh revenge game. They got to win. They gotta win this football game. All right, so we're both on the Titans. You've got Wandale with 10-plus catches. I've got Jermaine Johnson with a couple of sacks, and he forces a turnover. All right, in the NFL, this isn't very bold. I was not expecting them to be favored, but I guess they are. It feels kind of like an underdog in my mind, at least. I got the Minnesota Vikings beating the Green Bay Packers in week one. And I'm going to say Kyler Murray throws for 3 touchdowns and announces himself well to Vikes Nation. So give me the Vikings. I know they're favorite. It's not super bold, but I went bigger on my Titans prediction. Give me the Vikings to beat the Packers at home. Kyler Murray with 3 touchdown passes.
Okay, I like that, because I believe Kyler Murray is going to revive his career under Kevin O'Connell, because that's just what KOC does. And there's no Micah Parsons.
Yes, there. Yeah, that is true.
Now the Packers do have a good defense, but I'm just not willing to gloss over the Vikings. Like I feel pretty good about that.
I like the Vikings, and I think at home in week one, I think they get it done. So that's my NFL Monday headline. What you got, Parker?
Okay, so one thing that the audience needs to know about me is I love Sunday Night Football. I think they do a great job with that whole broadcast and Football Night in America. I'm really high on the Dallas Cowboys this year. They are a 3-point favorite versus the New York Giants. And I'm not doubting John Harbaugh. I'm not. But I love the Cowboys.
Cowboys
get
the road win.
I love the Cowboys this year. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to win by a touchdown.
Okay.
On the road in New York.
I like it. All right. So those are our NFL Monday headlines. Now to college football. I think Nick Frazier probably loved my NFL prediction, picking his guy Kyler Murray to get it done. Connor Newt is going to love my college football prediction.
Oh no.
I'm going for
it. Oh no.
I'm going for it.
Don't.
I'm doing it. The Cats get it done. Down goes Alabama and Lexington.
Oh man. Oh my. I really hope Connor's not listening right now.
I hope he is. Kentucky beats Alabama. Give it to me.
Wow. Starting off really bold.
I didn't go bold for college for the NFL. I got to go big for college football. Kentucky beats the Tide in Lexington tomorrow afternoon.
All right. I'm going to stay away from Ohio State, Texas.
Okay.
Because that is just too much of a toss-up. I've already said that I think Oklahoma is going to win and cover against Michigan. So the game I'm going to appeal to Nick Frazier now.
Okay.
Because I've had this game circled since April. I've been talking about this game for a long time. Mississippi State going on the road to Minnesota. We're getting a touch of the SEC on CBS, because this game will be on CBS.
Okay.
So we're getting a little bit of that nostalgia back. I love Kamario Taylor. I watched that video of that 60-yard touchdown pass 5,000 times. I like Jeff Lebby. I believe they have too much speed on that Mississippi State that side of the ball for Minnesota to be able to handle. Mississippi State should be a bigger favorite than they are right now. They debuted in the latest PK poll at number 25. Give me the Mississippi State Bulldogs over the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
I like it. I think Mississippi State's being slept on. Man, we Connor Newton and Nick Frazier are going to be thrilled with our predictions this week. I mean, again, I view this as a bold – like bold predictions. I don't know if you've ever, or if the people who watched NFL Game Day Morning for a long time, they do their bold predictions every week, and it's always completely off the wall of like, Cam Ward's going to throw for 8 touchdowns on Sunday. It's just so out there, out of this world. I'm going big. Alabama last year, their first tough game was against Florida State, and they just didn't look quite right with a quarterback making his first road start of his career. I like Keelan. I do.
I do,
but
too.
I think the Cats get it done.
I will be watching that
That's
game.
My big prediction.
That 2:30 slate is loaded. Both of the games we just talked about at the same time.
There we go. There we go. All right. I
so
love
did
it.
Y'all do this last week, the Monday headlines?
We
last
did.
Week?
We did. I forget. What did I pick? I picked last week. I was close on one, actually, and I was disappointed that it actually didn't come through.
I'm just so excited to be doing this again because we took a break over the summer while there weren't a lot of games going on and doing it again.
I picked Florida State to beat SMU. That was my upset last week, It was close. It was close. Tim in Nashville.
Maybe a couple more turnovers and they would have.
Tim in Nashville says, if Bama loses to Kentucky, there will be much wailing and gnashing of teeth to the south of here. And that's kind of why I'm picking it, because how entertaining would next week be if Alabama loses to Kentucky in week two? Does Kalen DeBoer get fired immediately? I don't think so, but like maybe. 3653 says, "Let's go Cats. You're my new favorite show host. I aim to please. I'm not a Kentucky fan. I don't know. I just looked at that game and that just spells trap game to me."
Listen, if anybody's sticking their neck out for Kentucky besides Connor Newt, it's me.
Yeah,
I said they'd be in the playoffs in the next 3 years.
There you go.
At least one playoff appearance under Will Stein.
I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I'm saying Kentucky takes down the Tide in Lexington tomorrow. 6-1-5.
That's too bold for me.
That's too bold for me.
I can't go there.
See, I felt like I was playing it too safe, taking a favorite in the NFL, so I had to make up for it on my college football pick. All right, we've got our Monday headlines in. Parker is going with 10-plus receptions for Wandale Robinson in a Titans win. He's got the Cowboys to win by a touchdown against the Giants and Mississippi State to get a road win against Minnesota. I'm going with Jermaine Johnson having two sacks, including a strip sack, on Sunday against the Jets. I've got the Vikings to beat the Packers, and I've got Kentucky upsetting Alabama on Saturday. 615-737-1025. We'll get to your Monday headlines next and wrap up the show. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, finishing up this Friday show ahead of a full weekend of football. Full college football Saturday, full NFL football Sunday. I am ready for 48 hours of football.
What else could a dude want? Honestly.
Nothing.
Like, for anybody that's been sat out there, you don't need a raise, you don't need a new job, you don't need new friends, you just need football back in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like, honestly, people talk about seasonal depression. I get, like, off-seasonal depression.
I do, too.
Of, like, you're sitting there on a Sunday afternoon, and it's like, man, maybe not ready to go back to work yet, but it's like, man, there's not really a whole lot to do. Now you've got football.
Once college basketball ended, you know, we had the World Cup this summer. And
that helped us out.
That did help. But, you know, once that ended and it was just, you know, baseball and like, I got sad.
Yeah.
Like around the end of June, July, I'm like, you know, it's great coming out to practice, great coming out to OTAs and training camp, but
there's nothing like
real
football.
You know, even during the preseason, like, yeah, I'm thankful football's back on the TV, but the starters aren't out there.
We are ready for a full weekend of football. And I don't know if I'm ready for Monday morning yet and what that might bring at 9 a.m. when we come back on here, depending on how the Titans look on Sunday. But it's going to be fun to have college football tomorrow, NFL on Sunday. Getting to some of your predictions for the weekend. 4312 says, Vols destroy Georgia Tech 50-14, 400 yards rushing combined from UT.
400?
I'm going to say, I think that's a little bit high.
No.
But no.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But I do think they win.
They'll run the heck out of the ball, but not 400 yards.
Gino says, my Monday headline, Jets turn Nissan into an air show, 38-16, while Ward stays grounded. I have zero confidence in this opener, even with Geno Smith as the other quarterback. I'm getting ready for the chaos on the radio Monday. I'm glad you're ready, because we're not.
I'm not mentally prepared for that.
I am not ready for that. But, yeah, I mean, that's Monday morning. I told Parker and I have agreed. No grid on Monday if the Titans lose. I will not prepare a show. We are just going to come in here and we're going to let you guys vent and we'll listen. We'll try and have a therapy session, but let's hope we don't get to that point. Let's hope the Titans take care of business on Sunday.
But can we be excited if the Titans win? Yeah, even though it's just the New York Jets?
I'm going to ask for that, barring a situation like the Cardinals game last year, because I can understand if the Jets just give it away and the Titans look horrible but somehow come out on top. Yes, you don't turn down a win, but I can understand people being upset even in a win if it looks like that. But even if it's 17-14 and the Titans just barely do enough to win the game, but it wasn't just a complete blow up by the Jets, be happy with a win. You haven't gotten many of them lately. And the best part about a win for the Titans on Sunday is it gives them an opportunity to try and win again, which again, I still, it blows my mind every time I talk about it that the Titans have not won back-to-back games in four calendar years. Almost four calendar years. It's crazy. Crazy.
That, it still blows my mind that, you know, Trey was right. That the Titans haven't won a season home opener since 2010.
Yeah. And again, that's not a home opener. Like, they have won their first home game before. They did it 3 years ago against the Chargers. But a season opener, week one at home, the Titans have lost five straight of those. Have not won one since 2010. 2010 against the Raiders. I did just see some news. I told you this during the break, Parker. A.J. Brown to injured reserve after a high ankle sprain back on Wednesday night in the opener. Tough there for the Patriots. Their big addition, bringing in A.J. Brown. He is now out at least 4 weeks. And with the Patriots now 0-1, they've got a tough start to this season. Things could – I still think the Patriots will be a decent team, but things could get tough for them, and they could put themselves in a really tough situation in this first month if they're not able to figure things out offensively.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's a lot of pressure. Now, I don't think I've heard your side of this yet. Is it a must win for the Titans on Sunday?
I said this yesterday. Literally, no, it is not a must win. The Titans' playoff hopes are still alive and well if they lose this game. Mathematically, I'm not saying the Titans are going to the playoffs, but mathematically, they are still in plenty reach within making the playoffs. So, no, literally it is not a must win, but emotionally, for the fans, for that locker room, yeah, I think you got to win this game.
That's what separates, you know, college and NFL. In college, 12 guaranteed Saturdays, there's so much urgency on every game. The NFL, you can lose 5-6 games and still comfortably get into the playoffs. Not saying the Titans are going to get in the playoffs if they lose this game. I think we all know how this season will head if they lose. But for morale purposes and, you know, Robert Saleh, a good chunk of your team, a good chunk of the core of your team has come from New York, you need to win.
There's been a lot of losing around here. Starting with a win, I think, just changes the outlook of this season. If you lose, I mean, we've seen plenty of texters saying they're just going to give up on the team if they lose this game. And I can't really say I blame them, even though, yes, there's still 16 more games to be played after this. You lose game one to the Jets, you start to wonder how many wins are on this schedule if you can't beat the Jets at home in week one. We will see. Sunday, Titans and Jets, the season finally begins, and we'll see what morale is like on Monday morning when we check back in. We've got about a minute and a half left to go. I did want to say before we go, obviously today, the 25th anniversary of the attacks on September 11th on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon. Obviously, a horrible day in our country's history, and we can never forget what happened there. I personally was only 1 year old at that time. To date myself, so I don't remember anything about that day. I've been told that I was I was out shopping with my mom, but I have been to the 9/11 memorial in New York multiple times, and it's just haunting. I've been to the 9/11 museum in New York. I've been to the Newseum in Washington D.C. where they have a whole display about the way that 9/11 was covered, and just It's a horrible day that we'll never forget. I can't believe it. 25 years. It's crazy. But Parker, I don't know if you have any thoughts as well as we remember everyone who was lost on that horrible
day. The same thing. I'm gonna kind of date myself here. I wasn't even brought into the world yet. I was still in the womb when this was when 9/11 happened. But I have not been to the memorial in New York. It's definitely on the I'd like to go at some point. But yeah, it's always important to remember those that lost their lives on a day like this. And I don't have much more to say other than that. I was not alive when this happened. Yeah. But
100%. Never forget, and we'll be taking time throughout the shows today, the rest of the day on the station, to remember the 25th anniversary of September 11th. That does it for us. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back Monday, 9 a.m. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.